Moto Randos, Moto Randos, here we come.
Welcome to the Border Outdoors Podcast. I'm Mac.
I'm Scott.
We're back. Scott and I are back after what did you say? Like 2 months that everyone else has been holding down the fort?
Yeah. Well, it's been two. That's the crazy thing. It's been like 2 months for me, and I think it's only been like maybe 6 weeks for you.
Yeah.
And like, I don't have a good reason. I just like, you know, I got shit to do. So, it's been a hell of a couple months, though.
Yeah, so, for like Seth said, our family of two went to three. We did have a baby boy. I got the baby boy. I told everyone I wanted a boy, and I thought that's what it was. And that little thingy, when I saw that little thingy, I was like, oh, yeah, here we go. his name's Marvin. We wanted to go with like a kind of a old school name. So yeah. Marvin. And Marv. Then, yeah, Marv. It's completely normal at this age to have erectile dysfunction, Marv. But no, he's a grown boy. It's been a lot of fun. Definitely a lot different than I thought. And I know people are probably like, oh, I don't care about hearing about your kids. Well, you're listening to our podcast, so now you can hear me.
Yeah. Guess what, fucker?
I feel like you guys said that I have what I'm trying to think of what you guys said that it is so different. When people say, oh, if you're having a kid, get a dog. It doesn't even compare. Like, kids are a lot of work. Like,
yeah.
A lot of work that you're not used to doing.
Like, get a plant.
Yeah.
And then get a dog. Or maybe then get a cat, and then get a dog, and then get a kid. And it's like, so it's like going like 1, 2, 3, 100.
Yeah.
You're not really going in order. I mean, nothing prepares you for it.
No, you can't. You can't be prepared. Like, we had everything ready to go in the house, and everything was good. And then, like, he came home, and it's just like, it is a lot different than you think. Like, they eat every 2 hours. So, like, you're getting up every 2 hours, and it's just...
And they have, like, unlimited access
to boobs.
Yeah. That's bullshit.
Well, I was joking around at the fishing thing this weekend with Tim and Seth and Corey and everyone that was there, and I was like, they're all asking how Marvin is, and I was like, yeah, he's great. It's a lot of fun. It's, like... You can't describe it, but I said I've never wanted boobs more that produce milk in my entire life, because like getting up at like 2 o'clock in the morning or whatever, like Mariah can just grab them and put them on, but like if I get up or if he's crabby and hungry, I have to like warm up a bottle and he's screaming the whole time and I'm trying to change his diaper and he's kicking and I'm just like, dude, I got pissed on like 4 times last weekend and I'm just like, why did no one tell me about the pee? Like no one told me about the piss.
I think if you go back to episode 1 something, I think I mentioned the pee.
Did you?
Because Margaret, it was like a porn film. She was getting peed on constantly. I never got it once. I start
calling the kid R. Kelly.
Yeah, I think like I scared him early on. I was like, you pee on me. Don't you do it. And the kids were just like, right on. We were actually on the way to a Brewer game once, and Margaret took Alex into the bathroom, and he pissed on her in a Target. No, it was in a McDonald's all over her, and we were on our way to a Brewer game. And so we had to go to Target so she could buy new pants because she was full of piss. So she had to go walk all pissy through a fucking Target. Yeah, they piss all over you. That's what they do.
And like you try like all like the little, okay, rub a baby wipe on their belly. So you rub the baby wipe on their belly and it's supposed to make them pee. Well, it's like the minute I open up that diaper, it's like, okay, he's good to go. And the nurse told us like when we were in the hospital, like, when erect, protect. And I was like, what are you? She's like, he's gonna piss. So like I open up the diaper and I'm like, okay, you got a nice little chode there. All right, we're good to go. And then all of a sudden I get halfway through the diaper and there's a stream hitting me and I can feel it. I'm like, what is wet? And I'm like, you son of a bitch. Oh. But yeah, he's definitely my kid. He farts constantly.
Nice.
Like constantly. That's
good. If they're not farting, they're crying, right?
Yeah, he's doing really good. He's got like a little reflux thing, but that's about it. It's pretty normal at their age. So other than that, no, he's great. It's a lot of fun. Never a dull moment. Just a lot of like zombie. You get home from work and you're just like, oh, I'm so used to Tim put something out this weekend on like the texting group, and he's like, oh, you know, we're all sending pictures of our kids, and Seth was going to get donuts with his before the fishing day, and Tim said something about, oh, it's kind of weird having your kids need you all the time, to now they're so independent. He said it gets kind of lonely. And I felt like saying, what do you think it's like everyone's experienced it on that, you know, it's in borders, you have complete independence, and then you have a kid and you're like, I can't do anything. Like, I can't go anywhere. Like, you're used to coming home from work and taking a nap, and now all of a sudden you're like, Mariah's like, okay, it's your turn. And you're just like, oh, man, I could really go for like a half hour nap.
We'll just kennel him. Just kidding. Don't do that.
No. I do have to say I give her props, because after we went fishing, I got out there at like 11:30, and I gave up beer for Lent, and Tim brought like his homebrew. So I'm like, I'm going to pick up some White Claws. So I got a bunch of crap from drinking White Claws on Saturday. And between, that's like the first time, like real, like I haven't really had anything to drink since he's been born. So like between the White Claws, I look, who's that guy that does the hot dog eating contest on the 4th of July?
Well, it's Nathan's Hot Dogs. It was Kobayashi, and now I forgot the guy's name.
But, like, I felt like I was him on the lake, because we've been so busy. We've been, like, snacking for, like, meals, and Corey's making all these hot – I must have had 6 hot dogs. Like, I was like, oh, you got more hot dogs? And I just keep eating them, and then they had, like, beans. So I'm dipping chips in beans.
Wow. You guys really get it up.
Yeah, so between the hot dogs, the beans, and, like, it was – pretty windy. I had to been like a 20 mile an hour wind, 15, and it was cold when we first got out there. That wind took everything out of me. I got home and I fed Marvin, and I fell asleep, and he was sleeping, and next thing I knew I woke up and it was like 4:30 the next morning, and I was like, what in the world? Oh, yeah. Mariah's like, yeah, you look tired, so I let you sleep, and I felt so good. I'm like, yeah, oh man,
that cold feels... Well, besides the cold and wind will kick your ass, but also, you know, I mean, it's been a month. You know, sleep is hit and miss, this and that. You got work, you've gotten snowstorms, things like that, that you got to go in and work. You probably just needed the sleep in general, but that wind and snow and that weather will knock your ass right out.
It eats you alive. But that is kind of my big announcement, I guess. We finally made it through. We had little baby Marv, and just loving every day. It's a lot of fun. It's a good time. What have you been up to, Scott? You have any information? How would the Battle on Bango go? Your fishing tournament.
Battle on Bango. Well, that was fine. That was like 2 weeks ago. So when was the last time I was on? Early December, I think.
Was it around Christmas? Yeah, we did the Christmas episode.
Oh,
with Tim.
We did the Christmas episode. So, you want to know something crazy? In the fourth quarter of 2022, I gained 17 pounds.
What?
That's just crazy. Because you remember when we were all kind of starting to work out, and I was like, "Yeah, I hit the 1,000-pound club. I'm all in."
Yeah.
Well, it turns out I did it wrong, and I didn't hit the 1,000-pound club. So we worked to powerlifting and stuff to get to the 1,000-pound club in Q4. Ended up with a 495 squat, 275 deadlift, and 265 bench. And I finally got in the 1,000-pound club. So I was all excited, and I'm in and whatnot. And then Chris is like, hey, we should probably think about going on a cut. And I'm like, yeah, I should get on a scale. 17 pounds I packed on in Q4.
Jesus.
And I can't say that's all muscle either. I mean, a lot of that is like
Christmas
donuts
cookies
and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I hit 1,000-pound club, literally like the 30th of December. And then we went to Red Lake.
Oh, that was the last time you were on.
Yeah,
we talked about Red Lake and how your Jeep broke
fucking
down.
Broken shit. Oh,
I think
my God.
That might have been the last time I was on.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, Jeep broke. We didn't catch any fish. That was awesome. And then Battle on Bago starts coming. I didn't think we were going to be able to fish. Like, it was the week before the tournament, and it was 50-some degrees here.
Jeez.
And raining. and windy. And so it gets to be like the week of, and I'm just thinking, we're just like, screw it. We're just not going to do this. So everybody's just like, bring shotguns. My buddy, has, like a trap shooter, clay.
Oh, clay pigeon thrower.
Yeah. The thrower. Yep. So we're like, just bring shotguns and that's, we'll just do that. And, we'll get in some trouble, whatever. Well, we decided we were still going to do it. But the week of, everybody was saying no trucks on the ice, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, we go on Poygan. But if you're not like from around here, so the Fox River kind of comes from Lake Michigan and it snakes down and it hits Appleton and then goes into, there's a couple of lakes called Little Lake and Big Lake Butamore. And then you have Winnebago and then you've got Poygan and it's all in this big system. And the Wolf River goes in there too. And it's just this big system. And they were saying out on Winnebago, there was still areas with maybe 14, 15 inches of ice. But Poygan was just, they said it was waffled. I mean, like you could have 10 inches ice in one spot and then go 5 feet away and have 2 inches ice. Like, Jesus. Like there was no rhyme or reason to anything. And there was a crack, Winnebago, there was literally a crack that then eventually went around the entire lake. And so they were putting like bridges for four wheelers, but not trucks. And so I was just like, nah, we're not doing this. Just screw it. And well, we get there and it's like, nope, we're going to do it. So we went to an area where there was 8 to 10 inches of ice. We could walk out there. A lot of perch. But the part of the problem is it was so warm. Usually the cold kills off all the shad.
Mm-hmm.
And this year it didn't. So like the fish weren't hungry. Like they were full. Like they were all like, no, thanks. I'm all set. I just had dinner, but thanks anyway. Like the fish weren't eating, biting basically at all. And I mean, Battle and Bago, I think it was like 2,500 fish or maybe more than that got turned in. So clearly they were biting and some of this is just, I suck at fishing, but.
What was the biggest one that was caught? Did you see?
There was a, suddenly I thought about that, sturgeon that.
Oh,
like a great white shark. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But I think it was about a 26 walleye was the biggest.
Oh, okay.
But there weren't a lot of walleyes. I mean, the vast majority. Because usually there is an area of Poygan called the Horseshoe, and people go there and you just pound the whitefish. And so there was a good amount of whitefish turned in, but not too much. Again, with the shad and stuff, there just wasn't much. But the perch, people were going to all these weird spots. There's like a spot on Little Lake Butamore that is like a residential neighborhood, and there's a highway that goes right over it. And there had to be 30, 40 people on this little island of ice right next to open water just pounding perch. And we were going to go off Indian Point off Poygan, which apparently it's called Indian Point because that's where the Native Americans – maybe they call it Indigenous Peoples Point now. I don't know, but that's where the Indians would cross the lake or whatever. That was a point. So anyway, you go off Indian Point, but the problem, that's way, way west. And everybody said, stay away from the west. First of all, no fish. Second, the ice is as shitty as ice can be. Like you want to talk about some bullshit. So besides the weather, besides the warm weather leading up to it, and then we get a bit of a cold snap the week of, but then Thursday before Bago starts, we get like 5 inches of snow.
So
aside from having waffled ice, open spots, everything sucks. Now you got 5 inches of ice sitting on there, which sucked because you had to walk out there and the sled's that much heavier. But also sucks because you have no idea. And there's sturgeon holes everywhere. Big freaking sturgeon holes everywhere that you go walk out on the ice. You don't know. So you're sitting there walking along with a spud bar. It was just, what a shit show.
They don't mark the sturgeon holes with like sticks and stuff?
No.
Like they don't mark any of that out there, huh?
No, there was nothing marked at all. and they really don't at all. And on Bago, they'll actually pull the block out. And oftentimes I don't even think they put it back in, but sometimes they put it back in. Sometimes they'll just push it under.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, whatever, there's nothing. But so the Friday morning of Battle on Bago comes, we wake up, there's snow everywhere, blah, blah, blah. We're just going to go over to, like a corner of Poygan where we've got maybe a quarter mile walk out. And we're just going to set up shacks and just deal with it all day. Eagle and Seth, my friend Seth, not Border Seth. Eagle and Seth went to Bago. They went in on the south side of the lake. They were going to walk out a mile. They got about a quarter mile out, and they got picked up by a guy in a UTV. As they're out there, pickup trucks are just flying by them, like highway speeds flying by them. And interestingly, a guy I went to high school with went out there, brought his truck, went about 2 miles out from the south end of Winnebago, and ended up catching, I think it was actually a whitefish, and he won the truck.
No kidding.
F-150, 2022 F-150 or 50 grand. So he won the truck. I went to high school with him, but I don't really know him that well. Mm-hmm. But he used to be a guide, big fisherman. You know, he's always on the fish. He's always like texting over to Eagle and stuff like, hey, where you at? What are you seeing? So, you know, I mean, if you try hard enough, I guess you'll catch fish. But we went, walked in. It wasn't even a quarter mile. It was somewhere maybe around an eighth or more, and set up all day. Saw a lot of perch, saw a lot of bluegill, caught what may be bait, honestly, the world's smallest perch. Caught a few, nothing to turn in, nothing. And then on Saturday, instead of going back out, we just said fuck it and shot trap and watched bad movies.
How was shooting trap? How'd you do? This is your second time, right?
It is. You know, I did better the first time. Did I tell you last time I did it that I was holding the gun wrong? That I was like the butt. I was butt bicepping, I guess.
Oh,
put the butt,
yeah.
The butt on my bicep instead of on my shoulder, and I actually had really good aim with the butt on my bicep. And so now that I've adjusted to get it on my shoulder, I'm kind of struggling to find my aim a little. But that's fun. It's always fun.
Yeah. So. Well, wasn't there? Well, you were sending pictures or videos. I think that week that the tournament happened, like a truck's going in. Was it on Poygan?
Yeah,
like there's like two in one day, like not that far from each other.
Left. Well, they were going in nonstop. Well, and Saturday, well, we get done shooting trap, and we're sitting in. My buddy's got a lake property, whatever. And we're sitting in there and we're watching like Weird Science or something like that. Like this movie. And shooting the shit, talking wise, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden we see fan boats flying across Poygan. We're like, shit, that's not good. And the three of them, three fan boats. No, it was just three fan boats. But you see three fan boats and it goes way to that. Remember the west side? No fish.
Yep.
Ice sucks. That they went straight there. And they sat there for a while, and it looked like they were pulling something out of the water, but you couldn't really tell. And so we watched them for a while, you know, a fucking bunch of looky-loos go and get our binoculars, and we go sit on the shore and light a cigar and crack a beer and sit and watch as we're like, oh, what's going on? What's exciting? Well, it turns out some guy from Illinois didn't know where he was going, rode over there, hit open water, and he died.
Jesus.
He went in and his family called like local law enforcement maybe at like 9-10 o'clock in the morning, said they hadn't heard from him in a few hours, and this was like 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon. That they found him, and he was floating. So he was in open water floating, and what they pulled out of the water may well have been an ATV or UTV or something. I don't know how much they would be doing. It wouldn't be a UTV. That'd be too heavy. But they pulled something big. I saw that. The guy from Illinois, probably not a local guy, probably just didn't know the lake very well. And went in. Over in that west area, it wasn't too far from where we were going to go off Indian Point, but a little bit more west. And, yeah, that sucks. That's sad. But
we, like a couple weeks ago, our furnace fan took a crap. So we got the Home Service Plus or whatever through CenterPoint. So I gave them a call. They come out. The guy's replacing the fan motor. And I'm just, you know, talking to the guy, being that stupid homeowner that doesn't leave people alone when they're in their house, you know?
Yeah.
And we start talking about ice fishing. He's telling me a story about how his son, I can't remember what year it was, but it was like 2012, 2015, early teens, was fishing up by Rice, which is north of St. Cloud. And it was like November 14th or something. And his kid fell through the ice. And the guy, there's some guys in the house watching, and they watch him fall through. Well, he kept trying to get out, and then they don't know what happened, but then he went under. So they had like an old 14-foot John boat. Two guys go in it, and they're busting through ice to get out there. It took them a half hour to get out there, and they called the police, and the police come out in their fan boat and the raft and all that. He was, and then they started like, okay, it's a kind of a let's just find the body deal. So they took a big, you know, gaff or whatever, and they're throwing it, and they caught his foot, and they pulled him up. He's alive.
Really?
He was under the water for like a half hour, 35 minutes. He's got no, like, you can't even tell. No brain damage, no nothing. It was a big thing on the news, and he told me his name, and I looked it up, and it sure as shit, he was like, yeah, that was my son. And I was like, no
Holy
way.
Shit.
They're like, yeah, he was dead
half
for
hour? He's
35 minutes under the water. And then they started doing CPR and they didn't bring him back to life. Like they had that, it's kind of bad to say, but like, you know, you ever see the videos of George Floyd, like when he was in the ambulance and they had that big machine on where it's compressed, like doing CPR for him. And it's like compressing like their whole rib cage. He said that's what they put on him in the ambulance. And they somehow, the water was cold enough or something that kept the oxygen in his blood, and then like they started doing that and getting it moving around, and yeah, he's alive. He survived.
Holy shit.
And he's like, yeah, if you look at like the St. Cloud Pioneer Press or St. Cloud Times and you look up like guy falls in lake or whatever, he's like, there's a picture of a raft and something else, and that was when he was under the water for like 20 minutes.
Wow.
And I was
what
like,
the fuck?
And then they had him on the news and everything too. Yeah, he's completely fine after it. And I'm like, there's no way. He's like, yeah, I'm not kidding. He's like, that's it was the worst news. He was in the hospital for like 6 months, but yeah, he's completely fine. It was right after that Buffalo Bills guy freaking collapsed on the field. And like they're doing CPR. It was like right at like a couple weeks after that. I was like, that's freaking nuts. He got lucky. He's like, yeah, I told him you probably shouldn't be going ice fishing. And before Thanksgiving, when the ice is 3 inches thick, and he goes, and the funny thing is, he doesn't even eat fish. He doesn't even like fish. He just goes fishing.
Like, oh, whatever. Yeah. He's invincible. He should just go do whatever he wants now.
Yeah, it's dumb. But another thing, I don't know if you saw Nick Vergine posted a picture. He sent a text message to me, and then he posted a video on the Border Community page on the Eagle Lake. West to here, probably a half hour. It's over by Howard Lake. The lake's freezing out. And people like drilled holes, and crappies are literally jumping out of the holes onto the ice.
Ugh.
Yeah. It's same
no,
thing.
I did. That, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Same thing that happened to Pelican like 10 years ago, where people are doing giant spear holes, and then the fish come up to the oxygen, and then they take nets, and they're netting fish out by however fast you could.
I think it's crazy that you guys have as much ice as you have. I mean, I know you're norther.
Yeah.
That's a word. Norther than me. You're more north. But, I mean, it rained all day today. All day
it rained
today.
Here, too. Yeah. We had
and now there's snow on top of it. The driving must be delightful out there. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the ice is so shitty. This whole winter has been shitty. We got thunderstorms like 3 weeks ago. Like, what kind of bullshit is fucking thunderstorms in goddamn February?
Yeah,
you know, I'm trying to go to an ice fishing tournament, and I got like thunder. This winter is stupid.
I was surprised when we went out this last weekend, and they said there was 22 to 24 inches of ice. I was like, oh.
That's nuts.
And they canceled that Maple Lake ice fishing tournament. Like, when they canceled that, like, that next week, we got, like, a big cold snap. Or it was cold here for a while. But then we just got dumped on with 13 inches of snow. And I'm like, oh, at least it was, like, cold snow. It wasn't the wet stuff or, like, the heavy stuff. So it was light, so it was blowing around. I mean, there's big snow drifts. You need a truck to go anywhere now. But I was like, I didn't think, I thought it was we weren't going to be able to do the thing this last weekend because there's going to be so much snow. But ended
I figured you guys would be in a bar.
Part of me, what was I texting you when I was like, I went out there and I saw the access was plowed and then some guy was out there in an ice castle and he plowed a road. And my heart sunk a little bit. I was like, it's still going to be a lot of fun actually going tip up fishing. But I was like, I really was kind of hoping just to like go to a brewery and just hang out and just have fun there. But it ended up being a lot of fun. And I'll get into that. We'll get into that next week's episode when we talk to Seth about it. Cause he was having a good time. Everyone was.
I put all my shit away. I got Bad for Battle on Bagel. This is last year, I'm guessing somebody listened to like the Battle on Bagel episode last year. And I'm like, I got home and I put my shit away. I took it straight downstairs. I think there's still fucking maggots in my, just fuck it. I just threw it all in the basement.
We've all done that.
Like I'm done with this. And what was it last year? Remember I told you I bought that Jason Mitchell, set and the tip broke. And so this year I go and I buy a 13 fishing, just a rod to replace it. Fucking broke. First time I ever used it. Fucking broke. Is it me? Like, am I doing it wrong?
You need a better rod locker.
Well, probably true.
You need a heavier, like the one I got's that big clam one. But they make, I think Otter and some of them make like hard cases.
Well, and the one I got is just a soft case and you just put them in there, stack them on top of each other. And, you know, who knows what happens to this shit. So I got to get a hard case one. But yeah, I fucking broke. And before we went to Red, I bought $300 in like lures and shit. Like I bought, like I got so much glow in the dark shit. And whatever, I just took it all down to the basement. Fuck it, put it through it. I don't even know where it is. Fuck it.
Well, like with my like 13, that's got I think lifetime warranty, or you should be able to take it back and get a new one. But like when I put my 13 tickle stick in my rod locker, I like wrap the top and the tip in like a blanket, or not a blanket, a towel, and then I strap it so it's got extra cushion. So like I'm like, I don't want this like back then it was like $70. I'm like, I don't want this breaking. And I got Mariah the dead meat from Jason Mitchell, and yeah, that I think I do the same thing with that. I might put them together now.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna have to get a new rod. I'm just at this point, I'm just buying expensive shit and breaking it. So, I'll have to get a new rod. As a matter of fact, I should probably just keep an eye out. I was at Fleet just before Battle on Bago. I had to go get there to get a ticket anyway. And then I was looking at like fishing shit because they got all of like two things in the whole fucking store. Like, hey, if I want some Carhartt bibs, I'm all set. Or if I want like a shitty Wrangler fucking flannel, all good. But you actually want fishing shit? They don't have anything. But I did get one cool thing. I bought like this rugged bin, and it fits perfectly in my like sled. You know, to pull out. And I'm like, this is going to be great because I can put the Hummingbird in there, my tip-ups in there, and I put my buddy heater in there, and I threw some extra tanks in there, and I'm going to throw the GoPro in there. Maybe I'll make a Border Outdoors video like Seth. That's going to be awesome. And I throw all that shit in there, and then I take that hub house you gave me up. I throw that up on top along with a chair, and then I throw the drill, the K-drill. And I'm like, yeah, this thing's all set. And I get it all out of the Jeep and I'm going to pull it out of the ice. I think it was 150 fucking pounds.
Yeah, it's heavy.
Oh my God, was it heavy?
You put like a sled and type in, inside of a sled.
Yeah.
To put all your stuff in.
I'm glad we did because I told the guys, like, if we said that, because then you've got the ice and it's slippery as hell. And then you got 5 inches of snow on top of it. And I got my like creepers or whatever on my boots for traction, but still, it sucked. It sucked something awful pulling it out there. And there's remember the old minnow shop in Freedom that I was talking about, the minnow shop, the bait shop that we always go to. There's a realtor out there who sells all this like hunting land and shit, Reichman. And he owned the building. And so he kicked the bait shop out and opened his own bait shop. And it's a much nicer bait shop. It's called the Angry Minnow.
No, it's kind of metal that bites back.
Yeah, it's a nicer bait shop. Like, you go in there and you're like, yeah, I need, I think I'm going to do a dozen fatheads and a dozen shiner, and I'll get like two things of spikes. And this girl's in there and she's like, one, two. I'm like, are you shitting me? Yeah. You know, like, it's not like, can I just get a scoop of this and a scoop of that? Boom, boom, get out of here. One. Oh, wait, I lost count. Two.
Throw that one back in.
and then through the whole thing, she throws a Goldie in there. So one of the big golden shiners.
Yeah.
She throws one of those in the bucket, because I got the big bucket like you got, the big Engel.
Yep.
But I brought my old Fraybill because it was smaller, and there was a bunch of us going, and I only needed a little bit. So I get a dozen fatheads and a dozen emerald shiners, and she throws a Goldie in there. Oh, sorry. Do you want me to dig that out of there? I'm like, well, is it part of my count? No, it's what I like. Just fuck off. Just give me my bait. So we go back to my buddy's cottage or whatever. And, you got the aerator going, and you flip the top open, go in the other room. We're watching like Zombievers or something. And which is great, by the way, watch Zombievers. That and the babysitter.
I thought I heard Netflix something right about now. The Zombiever thing.
Zombievers is fabulous.
I think I heard on like Drinking Bros or Ross Patterson Revolution, because they're talking about the Cocaine Bear movie.
I want to see that. Cody said it was good. But anyway, go walk back through the entryway, and that fucking Goldie like must have gotten a running start, just bing, just launched itself right out of the bucket.
Nemo? And it's
sitting there, yeah, and it's just sitting there like laying there on the floor. So I don't know how long it's been here. So I picked it up, threw it back in the thing. Son of a bitch was alive a half hour later. And okay, so that was the biggest fish I caught, that golden shiner. That was the biggest fish I caught all fucking weekend.
That's funny. What, Grandpa, the crappies are biting up on Red. Grandpa and Mike went back up there this weekend. Mom and Mike are up there last weekend or weekend before. I don't know. They did really good. She's like, make sure you, she's like, Kurt, listens to the podcast and heard what you guys said about the last time you went up to Red. And I'm like, yeah. She's like, he didn't have a lot of nice things to say. I'm like, because the fish house is infested with mice and they didn't catch anything. But she's like, well, make sure you tell everyone that we did really good this time. So Fishbone Outfitters, and then Grandpa and
Kurt's
Mike
a
went
good
back.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
Kurt's a good dude, and he does a nice job. And I mean, you can't get any better than that. It's just, you know, clearly there was probably a learning curve or something this year, that if you're going to keep the houses in a field for the summer, which you got to keep them somewhere. I don't know, some traps or something. But, you know, I mean, we didn't catch a ton of fish, but that, I mean, Mike did.
Yeah.
I mean, Mike always does.
Yeah. But so, they're catching some nice crappies. Like, I've seen pictures on, I don't know, somehow I got in some Snapchat. I got added, or not Snapchat, Messenger on Facebook for Upper Red Lake Fishing Report. Randomly got added
too.
To it. And I was like,
I did too.
So like these people are talking, I just muted it because I'll go on every once in a while. But people are catching a lot of big crappies.
Yeah, well, Wyatt and Tim were sending a lot of stuff with big crappies yesterday too.
Yeah,
and that's, you know, that's a weird thing. I don't think I've ever caught a crappie my whole fucking life. I don't even know if I've ever seen one in person.
Really? I suppose you haven't really fished that much. They're fun. They're a lot of fun to catch.
I don't fish for crappies. You know, I don't. It's just. I don't know. I've never caught one. I don't even know if I've ever seen one. Are they in Wisconsin? Are they indigenous? I don't know.
I'm guessing they're in Wisconsin.
I'm guessing. I'm guessing they are too.
Do you have a lot of? Do you have as many people pan fishing there as we do here? Because that's what some people like guys live on. Is they love pan fishing.
I'm
they
sure
go for
we
sunfish,
do.
Crappies, like that's all they do. And then I don't remember the name of them. Mitch was talking about them. Have you seen the video? The clam is they have a big trailer full of them now, where it's like a track. I wish I knew the name. I'll have to look it up and put it on the community page. But it's like a track, like almost like a half a snowmobile, and you hold on to it, and it's got a big track on it, and then you stand on a sled behind it, and it pulls you around the lake, and it's got forward and reverse. I feel like you'd really enjoy that when you go when you're fishing out there. You'd be like, "All right, see you later, guys."
I think I would enjoy that. That sounds really nice.
Everything is stacked so high, you got like a little seat on top of your cage rail, and you're just cruising around the lake.
I have since repurposed that thing. It's now a nice little container for my Jeep. I keep blankets in it and such.
Oh, in case you break down again?
Yeah.
What was that?
Steering dampener.
That's what caused the...
Which isn't a fucking real thing, and that's the thing that gets you. I go to Colosso. We get back, and I finally have an appointment or the Toyota dealership. And they're like, "Oh, it's the steering dampener." And I'm like, "Okay, whatever." And they said, "Well, we could get the Mopar one in like 2 weeks, but we could get you the really badass Fox Racing one, but that's going to take like 3 months." And I'm like, "Well, I can't not drive on the highway for 3 months."
Yeah.
So just get the factory one and I'll deal with this later. And 2 weeks go by, 3 weeks go by. I can't go on the highway. I call them. They're like, "Yeah, so we checked in and it looks like it might be up to another like 6 months." Well, it turns out somebody just won a lawsuit against Jeep for this exact problem and everybody sold out of them. And so it's like, well, when it does come in, it'll be like part of a recall now or whatever.
Was it say your warranty do a recall? Yep.
And I'm like, "It's a $300 part. I don't give a fuck about the recall. I want to drive on a highway." And so I said, "Well, what's it called? Steering dampener." So I Google steering dampener on my computer. It comes up with a handful of parts or whatever. I find one that I think looks reasonable. Fox Racing, $300. Boom. Ordered it. Called them. "Will you put it on?" "Well, we can't guarantee or warranty the part, obviously, but we can do the service. Can you put the fucker on?" "Yes." Go in there. This was on Thursday I ordered it. Monday I go in there. They put it on. Works like a champ.
No kidding.
I'm right as rain. So
got it fixed now. It's been
like
2 months? A month.
So this airs 28th. I got it fixed a week ago.
Jesus. So you haven't been driving on the highway for over a month?
Yeah.
5 weeks?
Yeah. I just couldn't drive on the highway, which is like, I don't know, not a big deal. I don't have, you know, where I live, it's...
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of need to drive on the damn highway. There is occasion where you're driving through town and it's a little annoying, but whatever. So no, I got it fixed. It looks like a shock. And the whole point is that apparently because of the single axle or whatever, the thing gets the death wobble from it. And so it's basically a shock that is just sits on the axle and it's just like, whatever. And whatever. Stupid. But yeah. I just got it fixed.
So are you still going to get another recall on your Jeep then, I suppose, and just have a spare part? Because normally when they do them recalls, they fix it.
The way it's supposed to work is I theoretically now will get a reimbursement from like Jeep because I had to pay to have it fixed. But I won't get anything for the part because I bought an upgraded part, but I will get it for the labor. So... you know, I'm not going to hold my breath on the $70 check, but whatever, it's fixed. And I can drive on the highway again, and that's pretty sweet.
It only costs you $70 for him to put it in at a dealership?
I think I could have put it on. It was 2 bolts.
Really?
I watched the instructions on, like, one of these, like, you know, one of these 4x4s, like Quadratec or, you know, Rugged something or blah, blah, blah. And there's, like, and here's the install video. And it's 2 bolts. Take 2 bolts off, the old one goes on, 2 bolts, the new one goes on. But apparently there's like a little valve on it that you might need to put air in it to get it balanced just right or whatever. And you need like some, you can't just use a bike pump, apparently. I would try it. But so I was like, well, you know, the thing is, you know, I work in IT and I'll tell people, you know, if you're an accountant or whatever, go do math. If you're good at construction, go build a house, whatever. Don't fuck around with your computer because you're just going to make it worse, and then I'm going to be mad when I got to come fix your broken ass shit. So kind of the same thing. I'm like, I'm not a mechanic. I know it's only 2 bolts, but
yeah,
whatever. You don't spend that kind of money for a vehicle and then just fuck it up because you think you're Johnny Mechanic all of a sudden. So I took it in, and I could have done it. But somewhere in the back of my mind was my wife's voice being like, I told you not to. I just took it in. I got it fixed. But yeah, it was about 5-6 weeks.
Oh, nice.
Well, and that's 5-6 weeks from the time I brought it in. 2 months from Red.
Oh, maybe now you can make a trip to Minnesota and you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, well, I think we got a trip next month. So
you do? When? Did I hear?
No, not to Minnesota. Like,
oh, are you going on vacation?
No, I'm gonna go for the place and the thing with the sheds.
Oh yeah. Well, that's not that. I guess that is kind of 3 hours. So
yeah, it's 3.5 hour drive for me. I'm gonna be waking up at 3 a.m. Yeah, there you go.
This is Frank's shirt.
I'll be waking up at 3 a.m. It better not death wobble, because if I'm in the middle of fucking Banjoville, Wisconsin, and the thing starts to death wobble, and baby Joe Biden is out there playing his banjo and telling me to squeal like a pig, I'm not going to be happy.
I think that's something we know. Did we tell them, like the listeners, about like when you're driving into Homegrown, like before you get to their driveway, there's a road that kind of winds around like a big bluff. And there's nothing but like stuffed animals hanging from trees and like just creepy ass stuff on the hillside. I don't think we told them that. And they're like, yeah, also there's more and more of them.
Yeah, they keep going up. Well, I think they said it's to get people looking in the woods because there's so many deer that they put stuff there to get people looking there. But it looks like some sort of creepy ass cult shit. Like
what we should do, but like when we go there in a couple weeks, is buy all them tacks that you hang on trees for deer hunting, so you can find your stand and put it in every doll's eyes. So there's two eyes, and like there's just eyes all over the place when you're driving in pitch black.
That's actually a good point. I'm not gonna do that. That seems like a lot of work. But I should get a stuffed animal to add to the collection out there.
Find some rare Beena Baby.
I need to find something like super creepy though, like something obnoxiously creepy, because it's already creepy to have all that stuff out there. So I don't know.
We should find a stuffed animal and hang it from a noose and throw it so it's over the road. so then you can tell how fast the wind is or which way the wind's coming if it swirls down through the road.
That's a good idea. I'm gonna get some sort of like stuffed Muppet, like Miss Piggy, and noose her to a tree.
Marvin's got Marvin's got a border onesie that doesn't fit anymore. We should throw the onesie on the baby and throw it up there.
There you go.
On the stuffed animal, not the baby.
Nothing nothing says advertising like a suicidal Miss Piggy noosed to a tree. So.
Oh. I got one more thing before we leave. So I brought Ruff out this last weekend, or to the fishing day or whatever. So he's been like, you know, hasn't been able to run around since Marvin was born. So I'm like, I'm gonna go let him run around. He's got a really good nose for shit. Someone took a shit in a bag, left it on the ice about 300 yards away. And he found it in like 3 feet of snow.
What?
Yeah.
Did he just dig it up?
Oh, yeah. He's digging it up, eating the shit.
Oh, no.
I'm like, he's been hanging around cash too much. I'm like, God dang it.
Come on.
So, like, I had the shot caller on him, you know, and then all
you
of a sudden.
You get home and fall asleep, and he runs up to Ryan and starts licking her face.
Licking her face. Yeah, I'm like, he better be a good shed dog if he can smell shit 3 feet down. God.
That's
on a rant. Nasty. Just literally, people pick up your shit on the lake.
One of my buddies was telling me that he took his daughter out fishing this year, and they're out there, and she's like, "I gotta go to the bathroom," and he's like, "I don't know, just hold it. We'll leave in a bit." She's like, "No, I really gotta go," and he's like, "Okay, well, you know, whatever. Go in a bucket." So he's like, "I'll step outside." She's in like the shack, And he thinks she's just going to piss in the bucket and it's like whatever. So he's like, just piss in the bucket and pour it down the hole, just whatever. Well, he comes back in and he can see the streaks of shit all over the bucket and there's shit and toilet paper floating in the hole.
No!
Like, and toilet paper, like, it's all just wadded up in there. Like, he has lines still in the water.
That's gross. I hope it wasn't a clear bucket.
No, it was like a white bucket. I'm like, where's the bucket? And he's like, I threw it away. I just, like,
you don't want to rinse it out
at that point and left. She shit in a bucket and just poured it all down the hole. And he's just like, no, that's it. We're done.
That's horrible. Oh, that's gross. Oh, can you imagine what that fish house smelt like? After you've been sitting in there all day with a buddy heater going, you have to step out and take a shit. That's nasty. Oh, yeah,
that is nasty. That was the story. The story of the weekend. That and there's some show on Netflix called like 365 days or something like that. My buddy Seth was telling me about it. It's like, this is on Netflix. Kids watch this stuff. It's just basically softcore porn. The guy like kidnaps this woman and wants her to fall in love with him. So he just like rapes the shit out of her for a year. What? It's terrible. We're all like, well, I guess I know what we're watching tonight.
We're caught.
He didn't watch it. But
we're caught up on that. I was listening to Drinking Bros today, and they started talking about some Netflix documentary called the Murdoch something. Murdoch Murders, about this family in South Carolina, and it like just happened like in the last 10 years. And now like this dad is on trial for killing his wife and his son. And his son killed a chick because he was all drunk and ran into a bridge and she flew off the bridge. And the whole family's like lawyers and they're intertwined with the community and they get away with everything. And then like when they're investigating this, then they find out that like some gay kid got killed like in 2012 on the middle of the road by their house. And then their nanny fell off the front step and tripped over the dogs and cracked her head open and died. But then when they get to the hospital, they find out she's got like broken ribs and shit. And the dad's like on opioids. And it's just like, what the hell is going on? And then like and
Tiger
then,
King, like it's
yeah,
it's just a like it's just a comedy of errors. Like how much wrong can happen?
Well, and then like. I'm sitting there watching this. We started watching it tonight because I heard it today. And the whole family's redheads, like full on ginger. And I'm like, oh, great. Great. We got that going for us. Now Marvin's really going to get picked on as a kid. Oh,
that's the last thing you need is that kind of publicity.
We were talking to Marshall before. We were FaceTiming him. I was like, we're going to have to teach him to fight. He's going to get bullied so much. Like, you ever see that meme on Facebook of the kid who's like at like a derby and he's a redhead fat kid and he's got like a mullet?
Yeah.
Like, that's going to be him in like 15, 10 years, 12 years, whatever. I'm like, if he doesn't have my hair, he's getting a mullet. He's going to rock that redheaded mullet. Oh, yeah. She's over here saying, no, no, no. He's literally stretching. I want more boob. I want more boob.
Me too, Marvin.
But, no, that's all I got. It was, I do have to give a shout out to Corey, Tim, and Seth, though. They held down the fort, and they did a really good job. Like, I actually, like, the last 5 weeks was a listener. Like, I knew what they're talking about and, you know, stuff like that. But, like, you did all the editing. Like, I just stepped away. And it was kind of cool that they did a really good job on the episodes, and it was fun to listen to.
Yeah, the guys did a good job. I was glad that they did it. And then when you sent me something today to be like, hey, you want to go on? I'm like, go on what? I'm like, oh, yeah, it's a podcast. We still doing that?
Oh, that's, yeah, I was like, Seth was got, he's got his DU meeting or his Dick's meeting today. So oh, yeah. I was like, oh, I'll just, we'll do one with Seth and Scott and we'll talk about like the weekend. You can go over all your events that you've been doing. And I'm like, there's no way that's only going to be an hour podcast. I'm like, that's going to be two. And then I was sitting there thinking, I'm like, me and Scott haven't been on for a while. Maybe we'll just do us two. People yeah, can hey everybody. hear our voices.
I hope how's you it going? Me.
But no, I was like all nervous. Like this afternoon, I'm like, what if I don't know what to do anymore? What if I like don't know how to talk? Like it's the first time we sit down and do this, and then I'm just like, screw it.
Go you and just come on with an accent.
Yeah. Hello, how's it going? I can't do an accent.
Was that British?
I don't know what it was. I don't know. I'm stupid.
Welcome to the Border Outdoors Birdcast. So yeah, I don't know. I wasn't too worried about it. I probably should have been. But nope, you're like, you want to do one? And I'm like, sure. It's just that it's shitty out, so I can't go down to my office. So I'm sitting at home right now. Wife and kid are making cookies. And they're probably eyeballing me like, God, would you shut the fuck up?
well. Just shut up. So, all right, well, right on. You got anything else to add? Otherwise, I think we'll get out of here for the week. And
I don't have shit.
I don't have a whole lot going on. I know shed hunting's right around the corner and turkey hunting's right around the corner with that too, so. We'll ramp up for our big turkey campaign again. Maybe we can get a little short video like we did last year when we got the Huntworth stuff. Maybe we'll find something funnier to do.
Find something goofy.
Yeah.
Maybe while we're shed hunting, we'll come up with some sort of funny something or other. We'll do some sort of sketch comedy.
Yeah, for sure. But alrighty. Well, Border Outdoors, I'm Mac.
I'm Scott.
We'll talk to you guys later.
Thanks for listening to the Border Outdoors podcast. Follow us on Instagram and be sure to join, follow, and share the Border Outdoors Facebook community page. Also, leave us a 5-star rating and review on Spotify, Apple, or whatever podcast hosting site you listen to. Tune in next week, see what we're talking about, and make sure to get out there and make your own memories.